We celebrate this morning our patronal feast day, the Feast of St. Luke. The actual day is October 18th, this Tuesday. But you know what it's like as you get older. Your big day becomes a whole week of celebration, then a month, and pretty soon you just never stop partying. As I've said in years past, this day is near and dear to my heart. You are the third St. Luke's parish where I have served as a priest, San Francisco, Long Beach, and now Los Gatos. Some of you may also know that prior to serving at any of those churches, William and I were married on St. Luke's Day, October 18th, 2008, celebrating 14 years soon. But today, the milestone that I most recall is October 15th, 2017. My very first Sunday with you. We commemorated Luke on that day as well, and I give thanks to God on this day for 5 years of ministry with you. You are a wonderful community of faith, and I kind of love you. So happy St. Luke's Day. Over the years, while serving at these churches named St. Luke, I have slowly begun writing an epic poem on our patron saint. Sadly, I had only gotten as far as 5 verses of it by 2019 when I last recited this masterpiece for you from this pulpit. Well, today is your lucky day. For I have composed 2 more verses to mark the occasion. And so, without further ado, here is my epic poem in its entirety thus far, consisting of 7 verses. St. Luke, St. Luke, he ain't no fluke, nor is he a religious kook, but he is the evangelizing duke, and he wrote my favorite gospel book. Now, it may come to you as shock that Luke, he was a medical doc who also wrote in Greek a lot. So don't go saying he's a crock. In fact, 25% is what he wrote of the New Testament, all while companionship to Paul he lent. So how about that, lady and gent? You know he wrote the book of Acts in his spare time when he was feeling relaxed with stories of post-resurrection facts, missionary journeys, miracles, healings, church growth, it nothing lacks. They say Luke was a great physician. To counter that claim, I am in no position. But he truly excelled as an evangelician. Because looking at you today, I see his words have come to fruition. He wrote the Good Samaritan about a guy who found another wounded and took him to the nearest Sheraton. He was left in good hands with the man who worked at the inn. Because he was hurt bad. It wasn't allergies. He didn't need no Claritin. But Luke wanted us a good lesson to learn. It's not always priests and Levites to whom you should turn. It might be the stranger against whom your heart burns, who is your true neighbor. So take care not to spurn. Thank you very much. I wish you could see the look on Barbara Stafford's face through that whole thing. She was really affected. Okay, well, I've got a simple message for you today, and I'm going to keep it short. So here goes. We don't really know that much about Luke. He could have been just a regular guy who knew Greek really well. Maybe a physician. But what we do know is something that Luke himself could never have realized in his lifetime. His gospel and his Book of Acts are two of the most impactful pieces of literature ever written. Over the centuries, millions and millions of people have been influenced by Luke's stories and his narrative of the life of Jesus and his followers. Lives have been profoundly changed to this day because of Luke. All of these stories are only in Luke. The prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the Annunciation when Gabriel visits Mary to say she's going to have a son, Mary's Magnificat, the shepherds who visit the manger at Jesus' birth, the 10 lepers healed, which we heard about last week, the man on the cross next to Jesus who asks to be remembered when he comes into his kingdom, and a few others. Every feast of St. Luke, I am struck once more by the almost Dickensian nature of his gospel. So many characters, misfits, outcasts who are visited by grace and have their lives transformed. A pregnant teen, a wastrel son, a thief, a roving gang of diseased men and women, poor field workers and their sheep in the field. These are the people whom Luke tells us God loves, whom God longs to heal. By extension, though we are not really outcasts, I think, most likely there is something inside each of us that we long to have cast out. A sense of inadequacy, some pride or judgmentalism we can't control, a sickness that takes over our lives, could be anything. Luke's gospel assures us that God loves us just as we are, and that nothing is impossible for those who long for a second chance. And so this gospel is an invitation, even today, to transformation, to not be conformed to this world or its notions of what is acceptable. If you've seen the e-news in these past few weeks, you might have come across an image of Luke that I chose for the blurb for St. Luke's Day. We put it in your bulletins as well. I found this painting compelling for two reasons. First, this Luke looks like someone you might know. A quiet uncle, a real person. And second, the look in his eyes is that of someone who really cares for others and who worries about the world. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I am struck by the compassion in his gaze. To my mind, it is the best depiction of Luke I have ever seen, because I see it as a rendering of Christ's own compassion coming through Luke's eyes, just as it is revealed repeatedly in Luke's gospel. And so I got to thinking, you know, what if Luke were just an average guy, if well educated? What if the story of his faith was similar to that of the apostles? Meaning, what if he got it wrong time and time again like they did, until he finally learned that Jesus Christ is simply God's love made manifest? Because if that's so, if Luke were someone's uncle or drinking buddy, and his encounter with Christ changed him so profoundly that he wrote this moving, compassionate narrative of the life of Jesus, if he did all that from being just a regular guy, then maybe we, uncles, aunts, kids, friends, neighbors, maybe we could also make a little difference in the world. Maybe not the fifth gospel. The scriptures are now closed and no longer accepting entries. But our own little gospel, the book we write with each day of our life, one that gets filled with stories of kindnesses, mistakes, or disappointments. A book that over time develops its own perspective, one of compassion, with eyes that see like Luke's did. How might the gospel according to you change those who read it? That's my simple message for today. As you live your life, take a page from St. Luke. Try to see others through a lens of compassion as Jesus did. Don't let your ears ever become deaf to the cries of others. Yes, you've got your own problems and struggles and sorrows. But rise above them every once in a while. Care a little more about others when you can. I know that most of you already do that. Even as you offer another that second chance, God will offer it to you. And you will be visited by angels. And you will have your wounds tended to. And you will be healed. And you will be welcomed back home. And you will be forgiven. And you will be transformed. Amen.